Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence and I am very sad to announce that our friend, producer John is here. Sorry, hello. John's here. Say hello again, John.
Hello.
There's John. Say hello just with more feeling than that, John, please.
Hello.
No, that's no... I mean like more feeling like you're glad to be here.
Hello, Granny.
There we go, that's it. Unfortunately, Grado is not here tonight. Now, as some of you will know, Grado has a wee bit of trouble with IBS, and he's also in rehearsals for pantomime at the minute. He's got a lot going on, and unfortunately, he was in rehearsals for pantomime, and he tried on. He was having a wee carry on. They call it a rib in the wrestling game. And he was pulling a rib on the dame in the panto, and he tried on the dame's costume, but he had really bad diarrhea at that point. Then there was a whole thing. He had to take the dame's costume to the dry cleaners and all. It was a whole thing. He was messing us about all day. He just couldn't make the podcast tonight, I'm afraid. So me and John are going to cover it for tonight, which means it's going to be primarily...
about wrestling.
AEW chat. And well, it's going to be... And it's going to be primarily... there'll be nothing about TNA for the first time, I think, in our entire run. I've just mentioned it there. I've just ruined it. So what's been happening, John? Have you been watching the wrestling?
I have been watching. Do you know what? I've not... This is terrible. I've fallen out of love with the WWE, and I'm now on board with Tony Khan's train because, you know...
What's happened?
I didn't watch Survivor Series. I haven't watched it yet. I'll maybe try and catch it the weekend. But from what I'm hearing and what I've read, and I've read all the results and all that, it wasn't brilliant. So I don't even got time in my life to waste. In other wrestling news, however, Rab... In my shoot job, I work as a producer on the Bowie Breakfast Show as on Clyde One. Now, I don't know if you've seen this chat. We're talking when the WWE was in town. I made an offhanded comment about the Lord Provost of Glasgow having the belt, and the presenter shouted over to me, you know, you like wrestling, John, you do a wrestling podcast. Do you think you could take the Lord Provost in a wrestling match? I said, aye, no bother. He's got a belt. Bring it on. Now, he heard this comment and then challenged me to a fight. So that's how it worked.
He challenged you to a fight.
Well, I put something on Twitter saying, you've got the belt, I'll bring the pain, Lord Provost.
Challenging him to a fight, John.
Kind of. But I just thought, it's a laugh, I'll just do that. And then his people reached out to us and said, well, we want to make this happen. So now I'm wrestling the Lord Provost of Glasgow, but then... Again, I thought health and safety wise, you know, we're not professionals. Don't try this at home, etc., etc. We're now doing it in sumo suits. Now, it was all meant to be like a dark match, like behind closed doors, raising money for Cash for Kids, the charity.
Aye.
And now it's sort of turned into WrestleMania. I had a meeting with him the other day and just to talk through the finer details. I mean, this is a very important man, Rab. This is like, you know.
It is, aye.
He's got the big gold chains and all that rattles about Glasgow opening stuff. Anyway, I had a meeting with him the other day, which I actually forgot about. I was late to, which I felt terrible about. But
a proper heel mind game stuff.
Yeah.
Rolling in late to the Lord Provost's office.
So anyway, So then he is now wanting to, like, he's had a lot of love for this. People have been walking up to him in the street saying, are you taking part in a wrestling match? Kids and all this. And then all the councillors have started wading in like they're part of the NWO. Like, so all the councillors are backing this guy and tweeting me now saying, we're behind the Lord Provost. Now he's wanting to do it like WrestleMania. So he wants an audience in here. He's wanting to stream it live. He wants an undercard. So I'm turning it. I'm turning it a promoter here. So I've been on the phone to a couple of people in the business and stuff. People are reaching out. Our good friend Simon Cassidy at ICW says he's going to announce it.
Amazing.
Dallas is going to kindly. I need to speak to him. I've dropped him an email. If anyone tell Dallas to email me back, but we talked initially about doing Asylum. But then I tried to contact him today, saying, could we have a crowd now? Could we have a full production? Can we have an undercard? So this has grown from a dark match to me fighting the Lord Provost in the ring.
And you'll be the main event. You're going to be main event.
Yes.
So what you're saying is you're promoting a show and you're booking yourself in the main event.
I would probably say that. It's the Lord Provost, to be fair. He's turning into Vince McMahon.
I think he's went power daft.
I think he's just like, but I've said, I've got to heal this up. I had to break it down. It was a very interesting conversation with the Lord Provost of Glasgow explaining the wrestling terms. I was like, right, so I'll be the heel in this because we've got to put you over. So you're going to be the baby face and I'll heal it up. And I had to explain all the wrestling terms to the Lord Provost of Glasgow.
I'm not sure that the crowd would treat you like the heel though. I don't know how does the audience feel about the Lord Provost? Is he a face or is he a heel? Is he a baby face? Is he a big baby face?
I'm going to have to heal it up. You know, I'm going to have to go full MJF on the Lord Provost. I found out though, I'll have to use this podcast as a platform to get tips. I found out he was brought up in Belgium, so I'm feeling I could use the old foreign card to my.
Don't you do a Pillman and just go to his house tonight with a weapon? See how that works out for you.
Well, I found out I was considering he's doing some sort of lighting up thing, and I thought maybe what if I ran out of nowhere and just clotheslined the Lord Provost and like filmed it? Do you think that would be acceptable?
He's doing some sort of lighting up thing. Is it maybe a Christmas lights?
It might be.
Some kind of fucking lighting up thing. I don't know what it would be at this time of year. Kind of lighting up thing.
I mean, I could get his daddy and just turn up at events and just keep clotheslining them.
You could. You need to get that. Who's going to win? Who's going over? You can't tell us that. Right.
I've got to put you. Lord Prophet of Glasgow's got to go over, hasn't he?
Oh, come on. Like, just does he know Wrestling's Kid On? Did you explain? That should have been the first thing you says to him. Wrestling's Kid On. You should have given him a Wrestling's Kid On t-shirt.
Do you know what? I might get to send one to him. I might send a Wrestling's Kid On so he gets it. But anyway, so that's all happening in my life. I'm wrestling the Lord Prophet.
When is it? What's the date?
Well, we're working dates. I think it's going to be the end of January. We're aiming for Friday evening, so I need to speak to Mark Dallas to see if we can get the ring, see if he can get an undercard. If there's any wrestlers listening to the podcast, we know a few wrestlers do listen to the podcast, and want on the undercard for me versus the Lord Provost, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be up there. It's going to be the biggest wrestling event Glasgow's seen since the Fear and Loathing. I'm just going to throw it out there.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not, is it?
Right, okay. So what have I been up to? Just to tell everybody out there, please do watch Games Master if you get a chance. Stick Games Master on. We're about to get the numbers. I'll tell you why it would be good to get the numbers for Games Master, because if we get another series, I'm trying to get, basically what I'm wanting to get if we do get another series is get the AEW boys here to play their wrestling game, to be a challenge in front of the Games Master, get the AEW boys in. We feel nice. So that's my goal. So all the wrestling fans need to be watching Games Master just to get the numbers up, because we need the numbers. It's a numbers game.
Rab, I know you were a bit worried and a bit concerned about it. It was brilliant. I thought it was really, really good. A great slice of nostalgia brought into 2021, I would say. You know, Trevor McDonald was brilliant as the Games Master.
He's great. He did a great job. Right, let's see what the punters are up to, what they're saying. Stevie McCarthy's been in touch. He says he met Grado in flannels last Friday. I'm hoping that's not a strip club. It's flannels.
Is that a suit or a clothes shop in Glasgow?
Sounds like a clothes shop, doesn't it? He says he's promised Stevie a shout-out. He'll be letting the air out his tyres if he doesn't. So Stevie, I'm afraid Grado's not here. He can't give you the shout-out. I will give you the shout-out in his stead. Stevie McCarthy, big shout-out to you. I think you should just let his tyres down anyway. Pablo's Vault of Horror's been back in touch after last week's discussion about wrestling moves and shoot fights. He said he once pedigreed somebody, but we don't believe him. I don't believe you would. Their pedigree out in the wild, you'd fuck your knees.
You said you didn't believe that this happened. Pablo was quite insulted by the fact, and he has stated that he did pedigree with Xavi, kicked him in the balls first, then applied it whilst his head was bowed. Full weight on his arse, on the back of his head, spark out.
Nah, I don't know if I believe it. Anyway, Pablo being English, he's also sent us a file of him saying English words, which will be lost on people last week after we kept saying the word poem in an English accent.
Poem. So, Pablo has sent us him. I've not listened to this yet, but as people from the Northeast, I think, will understand this. Here we go. Let's listen to this.
How do, Pablo here, run in inner of episode 99 of Wrestling Daft. As a Geordie, I'm technically classified as English, so poem and world, although it does remind me of a regional joke. A man in Ashington, in the northeast of England, walks into a barber's and asks for a perm. So the barber says, "A perm? All right. I wandered lonely as a cloud." Toodles.
There we go. There we go. Beautiful. Toodles. I like that. He walked into the barber's and he asked for a perm, and the barber went, "A perm?"
Yeah,
it's and then did a poem.
It's I know why Pablo's going here. I worked in the Northeast, and there's a place. Ashington was the home. I believe it's the home of Jack and Bobby Charlton. Ashington, and he's speaking of Ashington. He's speaking a very strange dialect in the Ashington. So perm sounds like poem in Ashington.
Perm.
I get that. So if you're from the Northeast, you're from Ashington. That joke will make sense.
That was for you.
Very neat.
Big thanks to Karate Warrior 2 for pointing out a tweet which says that the exploding fluorescent light tubes used for the FMWE show today were so loud that calls by neighbours of the Yokohama Fruit and Vegetables Market were made of suspected terrorist activity taking place. The police and fire department both had to show up and investigate. The exploding tubes, they make a big pop noise though, didn't they? They're like, sometimes they sound like a gun going off. It's because of that. There's gas in them, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's a great story, that. That's a good wrestling story, isn't it? A Poles get called. No, you want that. That's what you want in your wrestling show. Basically, if you're, this is something for you, John, to think about. Right.
Yeah.
You want the Poles getting turning up. You and the Lord.
He controls the Poles. Does he in control of the Poles?
There you go, mate. There you go. You and the Lord Provost fighting right out into George Square, right out like brawling down towards the Clyde, into the water and all that. You know what I mean? The Poles turning up would be brilliant. You need to, this is your chance, I think, John, when you do this. Right. This is your chance to make a big name for yourself if you do something. Because you could go into business for yourself. Did you explain that to the Lord Provost?
I explained going into business for myself, no.
Have you not explained that?
I think that might be lost on him.
That like, needs to be.
Going into business for myself, you know, I'm going to, like, no, he wouldn't know that, would
he? What
it?
You should say to him is, listen, I'm not going to go into business for myself, but I feel like I should explain to you what going into business for myself means.
Maybe I could
just
do
so that you know that if I do go into business for myself, you know you're in trouble. You know what I mean?
Maybe I could do the Glasgow screw job and like, oh, listen, you're going to go over. Like, listen, you're going to pin me, but then like, screw him over some way.
You should just do something unplanned. You should just, right at the start of the match, you should just like, green mist, like, pff, right in his face. How amazing would that be?
Well, I'd have to do
salt right in his eyes, Mr. Fujian. Boom.
As is Glasgow, I'd have to do green and blue mist, probably. Balance it you up, you know.
How good would it be, right, if I'm trying to think what would be the best what would be the best thing you could book to
What about the Edinburgh? Oh, there you go. Is there an Edinburgh Provost and he makes a running?
Maybe that's is there an Edinburgh? There must be an Edinburgh Provost.
Because that would be heel. See, I'm going to pull all that heel chat out. I'm going to say Edinburgh's much better than Glasgow. You take salt and vinegar. Salt and sauce is the way forward. I'm going to bring out all that East-West chat.
Well, aye, it could be that. What about, here's another idea, right? What about if he's are there, right? He's having the match and then he makes his entrance, right? Lord Provost makes his entrance and then you come make your entrance in your own crutches.
Right.
And you say, "I'm so sorry, everybody. I had an injury and I was trying to rehab and I hoped I was going to be able to date tonight, but I'll get somebody that's going to stone in for me." And Nick Gage comes out. How good would that be?
That's quite good.
And the Lord Provost would be like, "I don't know who this guy is, but he's like, you going into the sumo suit and stuff like that?" And then next thing, he just gets a fucking big pizza cutter across his dish. It's a deep pan provost.
I love this. I love it. Right, any creative that you Wrestling Daft listeners would like to supply for my fight against Lord Provost, readily accepted.
Let's book it.
Yep.
Ian Drew Dice Clay shows us this. Could it be? Is Grado Wrestling, I'm using his Twitter name here, actually just a Stuart Lee character, and we don't know it until now. All the pieces are coming together now. See, this is a clip of Stuart Lee on Games Master, right?
Yeah. Now, I've not got the clip here, but Stuart Lee appeared in Games Master, right? And then there's from a tweet that Stuart Lee sent, he says, "The man who is secretly, in brackets, Kendo Nakasaki, lives opposite our old stage manager in Blackpool and thought I was somebody called Grado, whoever he is, but he said I wasn't looking after myself."
Insane. Because I've heard this before, that Stuart Lee had said in some kind of interview that Kendo Nagasaki
lives opposite him.
Had thought that he was Grado.
Right.
I've heard this, but I've known this before. But what he's meaning is everything's coming together here now, because Stuart Lee was on Games Master, now Grado's on Games Master. It's as if they're kind of converging these two people. We've got to get them in the same room. Maybe we should ask Stuart Lee to come on this show. I kind of feel like he maybe would.
Do you think so?
I think it'd be worth asking. Approach his agent and just say, listen, and quote this story about the Grado thing, about being called Grado, and ask him to come on. It would be an interesting one. In reply to Andrew Dixon's tweet that says, for context about his understanding of the club, and I mentioned this on the Rangers Rabble pod last week, Gio was someone who signed off texts with "We are the people." When I was arranging interviews with him in the past, he really gets it and understands what the club is all about, right? So this is a tweet that somebody made about Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. Yeah. And David Morrison replied to that and said, for context about his understanding of the club, and I mentioned this on Wrestling Daft Pod last week, Hulk Hogan is someone who signed off tweets with HH when I was arranging interviews with him in the past. He really gets it and understands what the club is all about, which is a reference, of course, to Hulk Hogan's habit of putting a wee hail at the end of his...
I just love the tweet that David actually quoted in his reply to this guy Andrew Dixon, who's clearly he's verified. I don't know who he is. He must be a Rangers blogger or something.
Aye.
But the tweet he quoted was the tweet from Hulk Hogan that just says, "I am so sad." HH.
There's many a drunk Celtic fan that's said that at the end of a bad European night. Says, "I am so sad." Hail. Another. Now, on the subject of wrestling moves and shoot fights, Stevie has got in touch and said that on my pal Stag doing Amsterdam 10 years ago, right, we saw these two Irish lads getting into a scuffle with a bouncer. Fuck knows why they chose a fight with this dude, man, because he was massive, easily as big as Drew McIntyre. Now, sure enough, he quickly regretted it because one of them get German suplexed and the other one get a big boot in the face, all a wee boot. In Grado's case, still raging at myself for no getting my phone out in time to record it. See, that one I do believe. I believe a bouncer would be flinging people about and then, because that's their job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Stevie also says he couldn't stop pissing himself at the fan on Survivor Series. They held a sign saying, "Why were HBK's tights so high up at SummerSlam 93? Could we do a piece on the best signs seen at wrestling shows? That's a brilliant idea.
That is a brilliant idea. I'm Googling Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam 93 now.
Let's have a look at these.
You watch the video version on Patreon. I'll put a picture of Shawn Michaels.
And it's perfect, right?
Oh, wait, they are really high. They're up to his belly button. Against perfect, because there's big diesel there, you know?
Let's see. They are up high.
They are high riding tights, those. They are. Anyway, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft to check out the video version and see that.
Why are they up so high? For the depths of the inbox, Jay got in touch and said, "Hi guys, I just thought you'd like to hear about the best wrestling-inspired Halloween costumes. I live in a village called Kennaway in Fife. While driving down one of the side streets on my way to pick my wife up from work about 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, I was shocked to see NWO Macho Man Randy Savage walking towards me. Not another soul in the street. attention to detail was superb. That sounds there like Jay is creating an alibi for himself in the case of a murder, isn't it? It's like you ever watch an episode of Columbo and the murderer always goes to great pains to kind of make a point of where he was and what he was doing. And here we get Jay saying, I was driving down a side street from work about 5:30 p.m. on Saturday.
I'm so apologies, Jay, because that was in our Facebook inbox and I just got to that. What really kind of... You know, because that's like not an off-the-shelf Macho Man costume. Do you know what I mean? Because if you go to any kind of fancy dress shop or any of these kind of eBay, I want to dress as the Macho Man, it's pure 80s Macho Man as opposed to NWO Macho Man.
Aye. No, so you need to put
this guy has went to proper effort to turn himself into NWO Macho Man.
Nope. Speaking of Macho Man, powerbombed on a Vauxhall Cavalier, got in touch and says, when I was a wee guy, I went to give him a big bra and elbow drop for the top of the couch. It was a proper Macho Man effort, never even went in slow motion. But I kept my fist too close to my own jaw and a shoot knocked myself out on impact. The cunt still pinned me, horrible bastard. I love stories of wee guys doing wrestling. This is why they say, don't try this at home. Because you'll punch yourself in the jaw.
That's what happens.
Paul says, legit question for Rab and Grado. Off the back of friend of the show Kyle Customs finally getting the 1991 bedspread, is there any particular merchandise items the boys didn't get over the years, like the one that got away? No. Let me tell you something about merchandise items, right? Now, a few episodes ago, maybe 4 or 5 episodes ago on this show, I was talking about how when I was a wee boy, I went to the wrestling, right? And I went to see WWF and the SECC with my big sister. And at the end, we went to the merch stall and I'd just seen Legion of Doom and I went, I want a Legion of Doom bandana, right? And my sister went, you're never going to wear a Legion of Doom bandana, right? And I says, I will, I promise I will. I'll wear it everywhere. And she says, well, you'll even like go to school in the morning wearing a Legion of Doom bandana? I was like, aye, right? And so I used to kind of get up in the morning and I'd kid on and I'd put the bandana on until I left the house and then I would like pull it off and hide in my pocket because I didn't want anybody to know I was a wrestling fan. Wait till this, right? I received a parcel, a package in the post, right? I receive a lot of packages in the post, by the way, right? It's just people sending me like a lot of shite, like game stuff and all that to review and all that, right? So I get a lot of stuff arriving. So this had kind of arrived and I hadn't got to it yet. And I opened up this package and it was a package from Kyle Customs, right? And it opened up and it was the fucking Legion of Doom bandana.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that? It was the actual one, the actual Legion of Doom bandana. And for people who are patrons and who have who will be watching this in video form, I'll go and get it and I'll stick it on.
Fantastic.
Give us a second.
5 minutes later.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And honestly, let me tell you something. I nearly burst out greeting when I opened the packet. I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was like, you know, one of the things, it's almost like you feel a rush kind of when you open it. It's like, because it's such a nostalgic. I was like, oh my God. In fact, I could honestly say what a rush it was when I saw it. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe it. So I'm wearing it anew. And just, that's one of the best presents I've ever been sent by anybody. Like, honestly, absolutely amazing. So Kyle Customs, thanks so much. And honestly, this guy's so talented as well. Like, get following him on Twitter, follow him on Instagram, like, order stuff off him. Although I think he's like totally swamped with work in there because he's the best in the business. But what a fucking gift to get sent. It's absolutely amazing. So there you go. And it looks cracking, doesn't it? It looks better on me now than it ever did when I was a wee guy.
That's really good, don't you?
I know, it's pretty decent. It kind of works. I like it. So thanks so much for that. Honestly, like, genuinely a beautiful gift to get sent. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff or send us beautiful gifts, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week, we separate the CM Punks from the Cyber Punks. Belter, John. As we put over and bury stuff from the world of wrestling. Right, okay. Let's do this. CM Punk, brilliant, right?
Yeah.
CM Punk, fantastic. what else do I want to put over here? I want to put our Becky's boots at Survivor Series. I thought they were cracking, their boots. I kind of thought as well, I was kind of like, it's good seeing women wrestlers wearing these kind of like big mad boots like that and all that, you know what I mean? It's like a lot of them kind of wear all the same stuff, don't they, nowadays? What else do I want to put over? I would just want to put over AEW altogether, to be honest. Here's what I want to bury. Can I bury something for you here, John? There is nothing, I've never seen anything more embarrassing in the history of watching fucking wrestling than that Survivor Series show sucking right up the fucking Rock's arse and the Rock no even turning up.
Aye.
That whole show of licking the Rock's arse and promoting the Rock's film and the Rock, the Rock, the Rock, the Rock. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, well, fucking obviously the Rock's going to come out at some point here. And the Rock doesn't even show is a total embarrassment. That's like a company that has nae fucking respect for itself anymore. There was a time, by the way, and I guarantee you this, nae matter how much money, nae matter how many numbers were put down on a check, I believe there was a time when Vince McMahon would have went, I'm no fucking bumming this guy up all night and then he's no even fucking turning up on the show. It's fucking nae way, nae chance. There's something weird, there's a fucking rot has set in at the WWE just now where they would do something like that, where they would do something that shows the company so weak. It was such a weak thing to do, I think, to be going, The Rock, The Rock, The Rock, and all that stuff with that fucking egg. Now, I know people were moaning about the zombies. Remember when the zombies turned up, right?
Yeah.
The egg was worse. The egg is worse than the zombies for me. The egg was worse than the zombies.
It's just a strange one because obviously I believed in it. The booking was that Rock would turn up and they were going to book to WrestleMania, which was meant to be in LA, wasn't it? But it's now went back to where they were meant to have done it. It's not LA next year, is it? Where is it next year? Oh, because LA in 2 years' time. Oh, but I believe that's what was meant to be the booking. So whether that the Rock versus Reigns happens at the next, not the rest of WrestleMania coming up, the next game WrestleMania, and that's why it's all changed. I don't know. Or it's probably Rock's film commitment. But it was embarrassing. Can I just put over two things? I want to put over, first of all, that 20 minutes of AEW Dynamite. We're normally recording on a Wednesday. We're recording on a Thursday this week. And that first 20 minutes, barbs between CM Punk and MGF, 20 minutes of them just cutting promos on each other. Fan-fucking-tastic. It was fantastic. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And we've got to mention, obviously, Grado's pal, Spud. That video that he did last week on his release was incredible. Absolutely brilliant. And just incredible bit of footage. You've seen John Cena tweeting it and stuff as well. Absolutely brilliant. And on that, you've got to bury the releases. You know, again, WWE making great profit. And I know the roster's stacked and stuff, but I mean, some of the wrestlers they're getting rid of, you're just like, what? Really? I mean, yeah. So I've got to bury that. Got to bury that.
The Drake Maverick thing. I didn't even mention that because, listen, why fucking call him Spud? I didn't mention that because I was going to talk about him later. But aye, amazing. Just fucking amazing. Just, you know, always been one of the most creative guys in the game. Let's see what the punters are saying. Neil wants to put her ICW at the weekend. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Loved Andy Wilde versus Big Demo. Two guys just running into each other and occasionally doing a string of moves for a full 20 minutes and making it work. Two big guys running into each other. You can't beat that, can you? And big up to the fans around me and my mate who had a great laugh and kept us in the loop on storylines since we're only regulars. He wants to bury himself for getting a wee bit too pissed on the Saturday night. No quite remembering it all. Happens to everybody. Chris wants to bury the egg part of the Survivor Series in Raw. How can Theory lift the egg and get rewarded with a title shot when Rollins is the sole survivor and all he gets is attacked by a fan? That was a moment, that one. Did you see that?
Oh,
Rollins getting attacked by that fan.
Yeah, did you read all the background to it? Have you seen all the background? It's really, really strange stuff. Really strange stuff.
What the fuck? I mean, they...
Wrestling's kid on for people. Wrestling's kid on.
Also, the fans shouldn't be able to get anywhere near a fucking wrestler like that. You know what I mean? It's just, particularly a company like WWE, you know, with that profile and that amount of money, it's like, protect your fucking workers, man. I suppose it's sort of difficult to protect for just fucking random stuff like that. It's just difficult to deal with. I thought Rollins did quite well as well. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
Rollins, I thought that was a fucking shitty comment, to be honest, by Chavo. When Chavo was saying, you know, oh, I remember a time when the wrestlers were tougher than the fans. I don't think that was fair at all. I think Rollins actually, like, you know, did about as well as he could do. He can't be a guy of Rollins' profile in a company like WWE, can't be doing old school fucking knocking fuck out a guy when he comes in. Oh. Believe you me, Rollins could have knocked fuck out of that guy.
In this day, 2 minutes. You can't do that. You can't.
But what he did was right. The fan that did that is a troubled guy who, for all what he did was really bad, you know, didn't he deserve a doing, deserved some help, you know what I mean? I'm sure he probably got a doing when he got in the back right now. No. Chris also wants to put over Bryan Danielson going full dick mode in Dynamite last week. AEW is just exciting at the minute. Bronchello wants to put over Games Master. Love the big boy Barry cameo. Thanks very much, man. ICW this weekend. Also the waiter in the Hard Rock Cafe who spotted his Triple H and Motorhead shirt and played Time to Play the Game for us. Nice. Wants to bury WWE running a battle royal which involved a lot of eating pizza. Should have gave me a call, he says. Gabriel wants to put over Vince McMahon's egg and ICW Fear and Loathing. Or somebody liked Vince McMahon's egg. Just shows you. And he wants to bury Survivor Series. It's the weakest out of the big four. Survivor Series has always been the weakest. And it's always been the weakest. Never been.
I know, I liked like Survivor Series. I think I've got a soft spot for Survivor Series because I remember it was the kind of first VHS kind of, was it 94? I can just remember that yellow VHS getting out of the video shop. And I loved that idea, the teams, you know, wrestlers being in teams and all that sort of stuff, you know. Aye. But I don't know where it's lost its way a long way.
I wonder if it's because there's so much of the can they coexist team shite nowadays that it just doesn't have the same.
All that pish, you know what I mean?
It's Mark wants to put over Drake Maverick's promo after his release. Indeed, wants to bury WWE treating their talent like shit yet again. Hazy says the Hangman and Bryan Danielson promo for Dynamite needs put in a museum. Utterly amazing. Also, heel celebrating like their baby faces when they win titles. The celebrating and screaming for Zelina and Carmella was a bit OTT. If they're heels, they should be rubbing it in our faces. No giving us HBK boyhood dream vibes. Fucking absolutely, man. I've said this before, ain't I? I've said this thing about like, even babyfaces, even babyfaces need to stop doing this thing. Like, I'm so lucky to win this belt. You're no fucking lucky to win it. You deserve it. The Rock and Stone Cold just today, back in the day, when they won the belt, they were like, finally, the fucking belt's my horns. This is where it should be. I'm no fucking greeting and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love Tyman's quote, like when he came out with the belt and they're all saying, chanting, you deserve it. And he goes, no, I fucking earned it. You know, love
beautiful.
That.
There we go. You deserve it stuff. Fuck me, man. That's my head in. Thomas wants to put over Becky's promo on Raw, calling out the smarks in the crowd. He wants to bury the Red Notice promotion at Survivor Series. I get the Netflix, I paid him a fortune, but it was awful. It was indeed. Took away for the show. Buried the fucking show. It's like the WWE taking money to bury their own show, which is just brutal. Sean wants to put over the opening to Dynamite. Like John said, heel Danielson against Paige is going to be superb. But bury evil Uno just being a poor man's Blue Thunder for Aberdeen. Also bury all the releases for WWE. And then for Vince, I think $100 million egg. It's also that as well. It's also like, you know, let's do a story in this show and it's about this egg. It's worth $100 million and all that as well. And it's like, I know we don't want to be taking wrestling too seriously, and I'm a big one for saying that. Like, don't take it too seriously. It's just a bit of fun. But you also don't want treated like you're like 12. Do you know what I mean? You don't want spoken to you like you're 12 years old. Oh, here's an egg. It's worth $100 million. Oh, somebody stole my egg. It's like, come on, please, please. Westy wants to put her ICW Fear and Loathing weekend. A BT Gun and Stevie Boy's match was amazing. Obviously, Stevie Boy is heading off to new territories, I believe. Such a great match atmosphere, said Westy. And Bobby wants to put over the referee who stopped Seth from getting leathered and wants to bury the fan that jumped the barricade. As soon as you jump out of a barricade at a wrestling event, it's fair game, you get a pound in, says Bobby. Willie wants to put over his dad, who just turned 67 and has spent the last 2 months in hospital after suffering a stroke. He's not into wrestling at all, but he took him to his first live event and got cable in the 90s just so he could watch Raw every Friday night, and that's what Willie's dad done for him. Got him into the All Wrestling, sorted him out with the Raw every Friday night. He's a legend, and hopefully he will keep improving and keep getting better. Shout out to Willie's dad. And Gavin says he hasn't watched anything wrestling related this week, but needs to put our Games Master. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Loved the wrestling reference when Rab said the young dude had the excellence of execution. When
well
playing.
Played. I noticed that as well, Rab. It was well played. Well,
when playing Splatoon.
Is there any more wrestling references on the Games Master series? Can you think of any?
Definitely in episode 2, I definitely shout it's time to play the game. 1 point.
Nice.
But I don't know whether it will still be in. I don't know whether it will make a cut. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cut stuff. Also, Gavin loved the educating Grado part. Really funny. And
It was very good. It was very, very good. Grado played the part well.
He's always fun. Always fun to work with my, you know, he's a good worker. Always fun to work with my brother Grado in the ring. You know what I mean? He was a very generous worker. So that's it. There's a lot to complain about on one side of things, the WWE side of things. But, you know, we're all still loving the one and only Mr. Tony Khan.
That's the only one.
I've been listening to Grado a lot, John, talking about this ExpressVPN business, right?
Yes.
So I decided I would have a look into it myself. You know, see, using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like, have you ever went, you've stopped to get a biscuit or something, or you need to go to the toilet, right? Mm-hmm. And you run out of your motor to there, you're squatting in the bush, right, to your toilet.
Yeah.
And you've left your keys in your motor.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yes, I have done.
No, usually.
Not for a biscuit, no, but.
Usually, you'll finish doing the toilet, right, and you'll wipe your bum, and you'll come back into your motor, right, and it's fine. Nothing's happened, right? But what if, have you ever thought, like, while you were squatting there, what if somebody drives away with my car? Have you ever thought about that?
Never.
Well, that's what you need to think about with this ExpressVPN stuff. See, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, right, cafes, hotels, airports, like, any hacker that's out there, right, you know what these hackers are like? Their sunglasses on and all that.
Always
in their briefcase, they've got their laptops in it and all that. They can gain access to your personal data, your passwords, your financial details, your browser history, John, you know, all that kind of stuff, your Scarlett Bordeaux Instagram page that you're on, all that stuff, right?
Can they?
It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack somebody. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A clever 12-year-old could do it, John, right?
Or you can write into this show and ask for our mother's maiden names, which we did one week.
And that's right, we did that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Your data, John, is what I'm saying, and everybody out there, your data is valuable. Why do you think everything nowadays is about getting your data? Every service on the internet, everything's about trying to get your data, because that's what's of value these days, your data. And hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on that place we are terrified of, the dark web. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, why use ExpressVPN? That's a big question, right? It's the one I've been wondering when I've been listening to Grado talking about this all these weeks, you know what I mean? Well, for one thing, the minute I hear about an encrypted tunnel, John, I get excited, right? It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, right? So that hackers can't get into your data, right? It's super secure. It would take a hacker, and I looked into this, right? I did the sums myself. It took a hacker with a supercomputer, right? One of the supercomputers, John, right?
Right.
It would take them over a billion years. I did the sums. A billion.
A billion?
A billion. I did the sums. I didn't even know a calculator could go up to a billion, but there it was. A billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Easy to use, I know, John. It's not like it's a big hassle. You don't need to be a, you know, a tech wizard or a hacker yourself. You don't need to be in the Matrix. You don't be like Keanu Reeves, man, bending backwards, none of that stuff, or the bullets firing past you. You just fire up an app and click one button and you're protected. And it works on all devices, your phones, laptops, tablets, everything, you know what I mean? So you can stay secure even when you're out and about. Now, I just think it's fantastic. I've started using ExpressVPN, John.
Have you?
I've started using it, and now I have that confidence that nobody's going to get into my data. Nobody's going to find out what shows I'm working on. Oh, what show is Rab working on now? What's his next big exclusive? What's his big next move that he's making in the entertainment game? They can't get that data.
You know, that's it. I mean, all the scripts for the new show that's on Hogmanay, we get
exactly.
Can't get to that.
They can't get to it. Who's, you know what I mean? What's Rab up to? What is he doing? What is he doing? There's a lot of people wanting to know that. That's why it's very personally important to me to use ExpressVPN and make sure that I am locked in, because I am considered the most significant cultural figure in Scotland, and I need to be secure, John. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/wrestling. That's expressvpn.com/wrestling, and you can get an extra 3 months free. What is it that Grado says? An extra 3 months. Hee-haw.
Damo.
Hee-haw damo. For 3 months. ExpressVPN.com/wrestling.
You just made the list!
Take some things and put them in an order. And that's how lists work. That's how, I don't know if you've heard what a list is, but that's kind of what lists are. And the list of Wrestling Daft is just like that. Now, this week's nominations for the patrons to vote on was based off the back of Survivor Series. We asked, what would be your five picks for a team from any current roster? And that went up against last week's Loser Best AEW event. So 83% of the vote wanted to hear about Survivor Series. What is your what's your five picks from now, from today? So I'm going to tell you my team. I'm going to select my team right now. And I'm going to base this on just on, I'm not going to base it on big tough guys. I'm just going to base it on who is entertaining me at the minute, right? Who is entertaining me in a minute? What I think is going to be a fun team that I would like to see them working together, right?
Before you do, Grab, I need to... We've not got... You know how in the production we have like one, two, because we've got the three count, you know? Because it's five this week, we're going to have to reiterate. I'll have to do the five and then the four, and then I can bring in the production. So ready, I'll go right, ready. I'll try and do it. Five!
Number five coming in. And this doesn't mean he's necessarily my fifth pick on the list, because it's no, it doesn't work like that. All five are equal here in this list, right?
Right.
But my number five would be Drake Maverick. I want to see, let's get him out there. Drake Maverick, as we all know, is a guy who is of shorter stature than a lot of wrestlers that are out there. But he makes up for that in his presence, his charisma, and his talent as a professional wrestler. And so I would have Drake Maverick on my Survivor Series team. I would have Rockstar Spud on my Survivor Series team.
Four!
There is one person I would love to see Drake Maverick beside in a Survivor Series team, and that is one Mr. Orange Cassidy. I am a big fan. I'm a big fan, by the way, of Orange Cassidy. So I would like to see that happen. I would like to see the two of them interacting. I think they would give some great times, the two of them interacting together.
It'd be a great tag team.
It would be a great tag team, right? With the energy of Rockstar Spud and, you know, what Orange Cassidy brings.
Yeah.
Right? Right. All right. Now it's three, right?
Now it's three.
You don't need to date now. You don't need to date anymore. Right. No. Okay. Let me take a sip of my wine, because this might surprise people. Numbers three and two would be the Young Bucks.
Ah, right, okay.
Because I kind of never really got them before very much. I knew they were, obviously knew they were really talented and all that, right? But I just didn't really get them. But see, of late, it's that thing I've always said. It's like there's some wrestlers out there who, until they start playing a particular character or they start playing things in a particular way, you know, I have a favoured way for certain performers to behave, and I'm loving the Young Bucks now. The way their personalities are, obviously they're super talented, but you can just imagine Drake Maverick, Orange Cassidy, Young Bucks. I think it would be already, we've got a very funny and kind of annoying team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's already great fun, right? And I'll tell you my number one in a minute. And my number one is, because what we've got here is we've got four guys who are on the smaller side, right? On the smaller side. You need somebody in there who's the brute. You need somebody in the mix who is the big guy, the big man, right? Now, initially, I thought to myself, Miro, right?
Right.
Because I thought this would be funny seeing him interacting. But then I thought to myself, no, fuck it, man. It'd be big, sexy Kevin Nash. Now, hold on. Now, I know you could argue he's not really somebody that's out there, the new own rosters, the new, right? But big, sexy Kevin Nash could come in and work a Survivor Series style match tomorrow. He could work that tomorrow. And I would just love to see that team. I would love to see big, sexy Kevin Nash looking at the Young Bucks and Orange Cassidy and Rockstar Spud behaving the way that they behave. Can you imagine how Big Sexy would look at them? Can you imagine? Can you imagine Big Sexy interacting with Orange Cassidy? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the kind of moves that Big Sexy and Rockstar Spud would do together? Can you imagine Big Sexy seeing like Young Bucks flying about and stuff like that, and the clothes they're wearing? And it'd be fucking magic. It would be hilarious. So that would be my team.
Decent, decent. Can I give you my team? And this is, I've just went for, no team is ever going to beat this team. Walter, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Miro, and Luchasaurus. There you go. That's just unbeatable.
Like, just unbeatable. As like, it's like a group of death type team, isn't it? It's like...
they would batter everyone.
How good would that match be? Your team drawn against my team?
Oh, your team would get battered.
Oh, they would get battered, but wait a minute though. They would get battered, but Big Sexy could be a bit of a game changer, couldn't he?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Big Sexy, I mean, I don't know. I would watch that match. I mean, we know how it would go, but I would watch it. Right, let's see what the punters are saying. David says his Survivor Series teams, he's chosen two teams, would be in the face side, Rey Fénix, Darby Allin, John Silver, Pac, and Sting. Good team. Decent. And on the heel side, MJF, Miro, Andrade, Ricky Starks, and Scorpio Sky. Good picks.
Yeah.
Roche says Dr. Death Steve Williams, Dr. Isaac Yankum, Dr. Britt Baker, Dr. Tom, and John Cena, a doctor of Thugonomics.
That works. A team of doctors, yep.
Yeah. Jophus said Eddie Kingston, John Moxley, Kevin Owens, CM Punk, and MJF, an interesting mix.
All good mic workers, that's some
problem. Oh, that's true. That's some Jesus. Thomas said Roman Reigns, MJF, Jason Reed, Ricochet, and Walter. Another appearance for Walter there. Kyle wants Drew McIntyre on his team, Finn Balor, Adam Cole, CM Punk, and BT Gunn, an appearance for a Scottish boy there. Scott wants Adam Cole, baby, MJF, Kenny, John Moxley, and the Bastard Pack. Very popular, the old MJF here, by the way.
Yes, he's kind of, I mean, he's so over it. I mean,
everybody loves him. You know what I mean?
He's just so good. He's so good. There's no better heel in the business right now.
Fraser says, for the men, for his men's team, Pac, Moose, Kazuchika, Okada, Jackson, and Edge. I'll come here in a minute. Women, Thunder Rosa, Kaylee Ray, Deonna Purrazzo, Serena Deeb, and Molly Spartan. Molly Spartan, shout out. Sean says, the men, Kenny Omega, Danielson, Styles, O'Reilly, and Reigns. And on the women's side, Tay Conti, Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa, Asuka, and Hikaru Shida. David Wheater, yes, the former Middlesbrough centre half, got in touch with Reigns, Omega, Okada, Walter, Danielson.
I love the fact that David Wheater still contacts this show and gets involved in the chat.
He's involved. Kyle says Nick Aldis, Hangman Adam Page, Will Ospreay, Finn Balor, Lance Archer.
How is Will Ospreay getting on in Japan still?
I mean, he's getting on well. He's right up the top of the curve, isn't he? So,
I wonder if you'll make the... Do you think he'd be on the AEW would look at bringing in? They've got their choice of anyone now at the moment, haven't they?
Yeah. Giza Gobbledygooker says AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, Bryan Danielson, Bobby Lashley, and Roman Reigns versus CM Punk, Randy Orton, Hangman Page, Drew McIntyre, and Edge. See, just seeing Randy Orton and Hangman Page's names together there just gave me a wee buzz seeing that. I would love to see Randy Orton versus Hangman Page. I would fucking love to see that match. And that's what I like about two promotions being big and healthy at the same time is there's actually dream matches now. You know what I mean?
Of course, of course. I mean, you want to see the Young Bucks versus the Usos, or you want to see Reigns. Oh, I mean, Reigns versus who would you put Reigns in against? Oh, I don't know. I mean, Darby Allin versus... Try and think of something.
You want Darby Allin versus Jeff Hardy, right?
Darby Allin versus Jeff Hardy's the one, isn't it? It'd be incredible. I mean, there's so many dream matches. Could you imagine? I mean, that would never happen, and Vince would never let it happen. But how big a pay-per-view would it be if it was... Now, I'm talking AEW versus WWE. It'd be fucking huge, man. It'd be like a football match. You'd have WWE crowd on one side, AEW crowd on one side, And it'd be it would be brilliant. What an atmosphere it would be.
It would be, oh man, it would be amazing. Right, okay, here's the thing. Here's maybe something we can talk about for next episode, right?
Yeah.
If there was a WWE versus AEW crossover event, what matches would you book?
Right.
Because, my mouth is watering thinking about who you book CM Punk against. My mouth is fucking watering about what that match would be.
Ooh. How would you book CM Punk? Oh, man, there's so many options. Yeah, let's do that for the list next week. Your top three bookings for an AEW versus WWE pay-per-view. Love it.
Now, there's loads more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Bonus episodes, extra content. Get the video version of this so you can see me with my LOD What a Rush bandana on, courtesy of Kyle Customs. Get involved in our Discord as well. If you're a patron, get on there and get the link to our Discord and you can chat to us. I'm going
I've
to load
been
up
doing
my
that. I've been doing that tonight. I've set it up. I'm on it. I can't work out how to change my avatar. I've currently got a picture of a penguin up on my Discord.
Oh.
But I've been chatting to people and we've been having banter and stuff tonight.
People are chatting. People are chatting on the Discord. I just checked the news. So if you want to be in the Discord, get on our Patreon list and support the show. That's fundamentally what it's about. Support the show so that we can keep it coming. So you can sign up at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. We'd love to welcome you to the roster. We promise you that in the new year, we're going to be doing some live stuff. And being a patron is your best chance to get involved in that live stuff, without a doubt. And if you fancy something for Christmas, check out our merch store right now. Black Friday discounts, up to 25% off, and then 15% off from Monday, right up until the 1st of December. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Woo!
As you might know, the last couple of weeks, we've teamed up with Platinum CBD from Columbia Care. And you know what? You are going to get the chance to try this stuff for free, absolutely nothing, right? Head to call-care.uk and use the discount code DAFTFREE. That's call, C-O-L, dash, care, dot, UK. There's no .co.uk, it's just .uk. Call-care.uk and use the discount code DAFTFREE. You'll get the link in the audio description as well. You can try the 10% oil order capsules for absolutely nothing. And this is the kind of discount you're going to get in it, Rab. Basically, the pills that you're going to get, they are worth about 40 quid. 40 quid for the pills, and you're going to get them for absolutely free just for being a Wrestling Daft listener. You can give it a try. Loads of people have been reaching out. They've got them through. Shout out Daniel McBride, Sean. Loads of others just tweeting, saying that they're giving it a shot. Because basically, CBD... in a world of kind of post-lockdown where our mental health might not be the strongest, it can be an absolute lifesaver for some. Grado swears by it. He's been taking it all the time now. It's helping with his anxiety. He's got baby brain at the moment, so it's helping with that. And I tell you what, I've been trying it as well. And I get up at 4:30 every morning. And sometimes, you know, you have a terrible night's sleep and you wake up in the middle of the night. But this stuff's really, really been helping with that. Other people use it for chronic pain, depression, stress, inflammation, gut issues. My wife used it because she's got ulcerative colitis, and she's said it's made a massive difference in her with her gut issues as well. So why not give it a try? Because it's basically free. Columbia Care, let me tell you about the company that brought their expertise in CBD right over from the USA. They've created a sophisticated CBD wellness range for the UK, including CBD oil and peppermint and unflavoured. Try the peppermint. I think a lot of people with CBD doesn't taste nice, but Chris Toll, our friend from ICW, he's tried it. He says it's great. He says it's the best stuff he's tried. And you get easy to take soft gel capsules if you go to try the capsules. And all the range is free from THC. It's vegan friendly if you're a vegan, 100% organic, and backed with scientific research to ensure you get a premium CBD product every time. Give it a shot. Why not? You might as well give it a shot if it's free. You can use the discount code right now when you check out at call-care.uk. Use DAFTFREE when you're checking out, and you'll get it for nothing. You just got to pay for the postage and packaging, which I think is $3.95, and you'll get to try this brilliant product for nothing. And if you don't, you know, if you don't like it, fine, that's fine. You're getting it for free. Give it a shot, because if you've got anything with your chronic pain, depression, stress, anxiety, it can help out with all this stuff. You might as well give it a shot. Why not do it with us? So get on board now, call-care.uk, and use that code DAFTFREE.
Every week, we jump into the virtual car and retell some of the funny and embarrassing moments of your lives in the form of a road story. But last week, we had a sketch, and we thought we'd diversify even further and ask for your poetry, a poem.
Poem.
A poem. So let's get in the car and let's hear what we have. First, there's going to be some limericks, right? I've done very many poetry recitals, by the way, so...
You take it away.
Here, John.
Yeah.
It was a good match tonight, but I just wanted to... I'm working a bit of a different gig at the weekend here, doing a bit of a poetry recital, so I just wanted to out some. There once was a wrestler named Cole. His biceps were so far from swole. Rabin Grado despised, producer John fantasised, especially when he was getting his hole. Fucks.
Should bring this into the gimmick.
Who sent this in?
This is from Neil.
There once was a wrestler named Bray, who managed to lose his way. Alexa spewed black. He never looked back and knew he'll probably end up in AEW.
EW. That's it off my Alexa.
There once was a promoter called McMahon who hated his product and fans. Booked into the ground, it's no longer around, all because there's only one Tony Khan. That's good.
Good work. Good work.
Right, so there's some limericks. Is this off of Neil? Oh, this?
No, this is from Kev.
Kev sent this in. Here's the poem. Wrestling Daft, the podcast, where the squared circle is unfurled. It's always a laugh a minute. The best podcast in the world.
Beautiful.
With producer John doing an amazing job.
Yes.
Wrestling Daft is never a disaster.
Yes, it is.
Grado and Scott Squad and Two Doors Down and Rab the new Games Master. From funny stories and the weekly list to run-ins from Billy Gaddy, Tony Khan might be the man, but Grado is now the daddy.
Nice.
That's nice, isn't it? That was a nice ending. Nice. Thanks, Kev. That was great. Kev also said, can I also ask, if possible, if you and the boys can give a little shout out to my brother Stu. I've got him into the podcast and he loves it. He suffered with some mental health issues, especially after her mum died. Fucking, we all know what that is like. We don't live close by each other, so I don't see him often, but I want him to know how proud I am of him for him recognising that he needed to seek help and being man enough to accept it. That's beautiful, Kev. Thanks a lot. And shout out to you, Stu. That's the hardest part, is getting the help. You've turned a corner if you're doing that, so that's great. And, you know, huge sympathies to you for losing your mammy. It is rough, as we've spoken about many a time on this show, and you'll always have friends here who understand that. So keep going, Stu. Now, remember, get in touch with us, geez, your funny stories from life, a fictional story, a sketch, poem. Get in touch by DMing us at WrestlingDaft or emailing us at WrestlingDaft@gmail.com. Well, John, it's time to pick our listener of the week.
I
think we've got to get to Kev, I think, actually, for that poem.
Absolutely.
For the poem. For the poem and for the beautiful sentiments about his brother as well. It's always beautiful, I think, to hear as well. There's just something beautiful about hearing a brother talking lovingly about his brother as well. Just
I know, we're terrible in Scotland for not doing that.
Exactly.
Absolutely terrible for doing that. So that is really nice.
Exactly. So it's beautiful to hear that. So that's a big baby face win of Listener of the Week for Kev. That is it for Wrestling Daft. Rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us wherever you get your podcasts. Mind for more content, get on the Patreon. Thepatreon.com/WrestlingDaft. Subscribe, get on the Discord, we'll have a chat. Check out our merch, shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/WrestlingDaft.
Black Friday deals all round.
Watch Games Master. It's on YouTube if you like watching on YouTube. You can watch on all four. You can watch on E4 live. Well, no live. Record this. Recorded. I forgot how telly works. But just watch Games Master. Listen to Bowie at Breakfast.
Yes, do that.
Get ready for John Wrestling the Provost. John's already started working out. He's doing a lot of crunches and squats, doing 100 squats a night.
Yeah.
Remember to watch Grado and Two Doors Down at Christmas as well, and you know, all the other stuff.
And you'll get him dressed up as a woman if you go on to the Pavilion panel, which he's in.
Exactly. That's it. That is it. So, John, would you like to close with a song?
I don't know. What could I sing?
You said Falkirk have a football team, aye?
Yeah, I do, aye.
Do they have songs?
Yes, we do have songs.
Do you know a Falkirk song?
Well, we were very fond of the song Amarillo. You know, when the day is dawning.
Is that no fucking just... Everybody sings that. Is that no...
Sunday morning. No, we had it first. We did it before it came popular. It was our song before it came popular, and it was with Falcon for years, and then fucking Peter Kay came along and fucking started rattling it out.
Well, here's a wee bit of that then.
Right, yeah. When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there, where sweet Marie is waiting for me, yeah. Up above that. Right, anyway, that's. We'll just. Yeah. We can
no, keep going, keep going.
No. It's the way to Amarillo.
He's no mention Falkirk in the song at all.
We go, no, we get to the Nana Nabbits. Na 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 la 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 Falkirk.
Oh, fuck me, really?
La 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 Falkirk. La la la.
All right, okay. Fair enough, fair enough. Suppose it works. Abbey Road now, John.
Can I say it yourself? Bye.